Cole Brown is going to tee it up. He'll be kicking from right to left on your radio dial for the Doggers. And it looks like we've got Kobe Ware, and I can't see who the other number is back for the Warriors. And back to you, Adam.
All right, here is Cole Brown's kickoff. A nice kick there. It's caught at the 20, to the 25, to the 30. And so is the seam to the 35, still on his feet, to the 40. That runs to the left to the 50 and knocked out of bounds at the 45-yard line. And now a late flag comes in. That's going to be a late hit.
Yeah, Josh Black made a nice return there, and I think they're going to get I think that was Tyler Conley who kind of rode him into the North 40 out there.
Well, after that nice return, you're going to add on another 15 yards.
Wow.
And Webster is going to have excellent field position now. Something that Tyler Cade and his troops didn't want to see in the start here in the second half.
It just bragged on Dewey for only having four penalties and under 40 yards, at 30 yards in penalties. Now they're going to walk it from the 50 to the 35.
So it's going to be at the 35-yard line in Dewey's territory. That is where Webster will start.
Well, Adam, you said, what do you do? I think that you come out with a great return, take advantage of this 15-yard penalty and this excellent field position that the Doggers have handed you on a silver platter.
So let's see what they'll do here. Trenounce Harris at quarterback here for the Warriors. It's first and 10. Hand off is to Penny. Sweep to the left to the 30. Crosses the 30 to the 29. And now a flag on the play thrown at the 34.
Yeah.
This may come back here as a hold.
That was the best run of the night by Penny. Picked up 8 yards.
Well, guess what? Legal block in the back against Webster. So that's not going to happen now. So a legal block against Webster, and they'll back him up 10 yards. So now you're looking at first and 20 from the 49-yard line.
Well, every time Webster seems to go a step forward, they wind up going 2 steps backwards.
Right. So first and 20 now from Dewey's 49-yard line. Harrison, a shotgun. Throws to his right and overthrows his intended receiver, Devon Briggs. And now it's going to be second and 20 for the Warriors.
Harris may be a very talented athlete, but he has one of the most unique throwing styles. He really seems to labor to get rid of that football. Adam, would you like a snooze?
No.
Okay. I wonder if you were snoozing over there.
No, I'm not snoozing.
Okay.
When I snooze, I lose.
When I snooze, I'm loose.
Yeah, or I'm loose. Hand off is to Penny. Dances around to the 45 to the 44-yard line. Mm.
Those are two hard-earned yards right there in the middle, in the very, as you call it, teeth of that Dogger defense. And how about that Dogger defense? We need to kind of run down some of these guys in the middle of that line.
I'll tell you what, they have been incredible.
Jacob DeClose, a 6'4", 270-pound sophomore, so we're going to get to enjoy him for a couple of years to come. 5'11", 190 junior, Jacob Shambles. I mean, those two just by themselves have played a great game. We'll get some more numbers for you, like I think that's Jacob Stevenson over on the other side there at tackle. Great job of that front four tonight.
Third and 18. A handoff is to Penny again to the 40. Sees a seam down at the 37-yard line. And that's Chase Brevard there on the tackle, the strong safety.
He knew you talked to his dad at halftime, so he had to get on the action, I guess.
Yes, I did. And actually, he's a very good interviewer, by the way.
It looks like Chase is going. Oh, yeah, he is very, very fun. Like Chase is going to go back in deep formation to receive. He's right at his own 10-yard line.
So they needed to go to the 25. That's a high snap, but he somehow gets it. Gets off a wobbly kick. And that went to the left to the side of his foot.
Yeah, and that's got to kill you. You get the ball first and 10 at the opponent's 35, and you wind up with a negative net 2 yards.
Well, and Dewey will have it deep in their own territory, their own 15-yard line. So let's see what Dewey's offense can do here. They really have switched it around a little bit. Cole Hawkins, their backup tailback, has had some good yardage.
Well, hey, it's 33-0. Why, we got plenty of district games. Why get Hunter Brewer hurt?
That's right. And shotgun formation for Timmons. Handoff. I believe it's Hunter Brewer.
I think it's Hawkins back in
Hawkins
there.
Again?
I think so. I'm looking for Hunter. Got to be somewhere close.
Hawkins on the carry.
Yeah, it will be Hawkins on the carry.
About
3 yards on the carry, so it'll be second down and 7. As a matter of fact, I know Hunter is out there on the field. I don't see him there on the sidelines.
I don't see him on the
second
field.
Second down and 7 from the 18-yard line.
Yeah.
And now we got flags all over the place. We got Cole Brown in the backfield. We got Cole Hawkins.
That was Travis Owens who kind of stood up and looked around a little bit. When you're 6'1", 215, the referees tend to see you, though. He was just kind of looking around.
False start against Dewey. Back him up 5 yards. He'll be second down and 12 now from the 13-yard line. So shotgun formation again. And Timmons is going to run with it. Runs to the left to the 15, and that's all he'll get to the 15-yard line. Nice tackle there by Andre Garcia. First time we've called his name here tonight. And now you're looking at about third down and 10. So back to the original yard of scrimmage. So third down and 10 from the 15-yard line. Two wide receivers to the left.
There's Hunter Brewer back on the sideline there, Adam. Right in front of us.
A snap. Timmons. Now scrambles around. Now he'll throw down the middle. Has a man open. Caught at the 30. 35, 40. 45, 50. 45, 40. 35. Down at the 33-yard line. That's Jonathan Blackman there on the nice reception.
That is a 50-yard pass and run. Great vision by Blake Timmons.
That puts it in a Webster territory. They'll spot it at the 33-yard line.
And the fifth catch by Jonathan Blackman on the night. And that's what we expect out of Jonathan Blackman. Get the ball in the open and make things happen. He's a tremendous athlete. Love to watch him catch the ball.
Handoff is to Cole Hawkins. Runs to the middle, and he's tripped up at the 25. But I tell you what, if he wasn't tripped up, he saw pay dirt all the way to the end zone.
Well, dadgum, if he wasn't doing those somersaults at the 25, he would have scored. He runs hard.
The ball
hard.
To 25. That was a gain of 8.
Yeah, I see Hunter Brewer's got a wrap down there on one of his knees.
Handoff is to Cole Hawkins, and he's down immediately at the 25-yard line. I still don't see him.
Yeah, he was twirling a football right here. Now he's gone over with his buddies in the middle of the pack. He's got a headband. He's right there about the 33-yard line with a headband on and standing next to the water boy, right next to the coach there.
Don't see him. I'll see him here in a minute.
Trust me. He's there.
Third and 1 from the 24.
Drake Scholl in at tailback now.
I do see him now on sidelines. Handoff this time is, looks like Drake Scholl there getting his first carry of the night.
I think he got the first down before they shoved him back to see where they. This linesman over here has got it marked as a first down, and the one far from us says no, so it's going to be fourth. No gain on the play.
Yeah, no gain on that one. So they got to get to the 23 for the first down. So it's fourth and 1 now from the 24. Two wide receivers on each side. Timmons in a shotgun formation. Oh, Webster almost jumped off sides.
That's twice now.
They've done that several times tonight, if you've noticed. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. High snap. Pass caught by Phelps. Has the first down to the 20. Spins around to the 18-yard line. So first down and 10 for the Doggers with 6:30 36 to go in the third quarter. 33-0 favor of Dewey. It looks like they're trying to increase that lead there.
Well on their way tonight. Great game already by the Doggers. They moved the ball on offense and stymied the Warriors on defense.
And a shotgun formation for Timmons. Timmons throws his left, caught by Blackman at the 15-yard line. He's met immediately by Devon Briggs. So now you're looking at about 2nd and 7 from the 15.
Yeah, one of the knocks early in the season on Jonathan Blackman is he didn't like contact. I've not seen him shy away from any this year, and he put his shoulder down and got everything he could on that one.
Handoff is to Drake Scholl. He runs to the middle near the 10-yard line. Still about a couple of yards short of the first down.
Yeah, he picked up 4, and Blackman picked up 4, so he got 3rd and just about 2, a long 2. Good drive right here.
It's a great drive. It started from their own 15-yard line.
Already 4 minutes
in. Handoff is to Scholl. He stopped at the 10.
He got a yard.
He's still about a yard short of the first down. Still looking about 4th and 1. And I think Dewey is going to call. Actually, we got a player down.
That may be Andre Garcia, the nose guard. He made the tackle on the play, and he didn't get up off the bottom of the pile.
So Garcia down at about the 12-yard line as they're attending to him. Hey, big thanks to our sponsors here today.
Absolutely.
Tulsa Bone and Joint Center, Oilfield Pipe and Supply, Arvest Bank, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Bartnett IP, Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Luana Duncan, Hughes Lumber Company, and ASAP General Stores. And the conclusion of our game here tonight, we'll have our high school scoreboard show with Ben Nicholas. He'll have all the scores and highlights for you for week 7 of high school football. In fact, a couple of updates here. After the third quarter, Nowata is up 47-0. That's end of the third quarter.
Well, that's kind of how we expected that game.
Yeah, I'm not surprised about that score. Well, they got a huge matchup next week at Adair, taking on the defending Class 2A state champions.
Yeah, if they want a home playoff game, they've got to win that one.
Yeah, because then the following week they host Commerce, and that's not easy. And then they conclude the regular season at Oklahoma Union.
They're throwing goose eggs in Progressive Field tonight in Cleveland. It's the bottom of the 6th. No score between the Jays and the home team. Who do you like in that series? Got a favorite?
I like Cleveland.
Okay.
I really do.
You just like it because Bob Uecker's the announcer.
Yes. That's right.
Harry Doyle.
Yeah.
Harry's up.
They finally got Andre Garcia up on his feet. Something's on power, though. That's a good sign.
You bet.
And I think I did see Hunter Brewer. It looks like he's in that huddle right there, but...
Yeah, he is. He's got a football in his hand. He's got a wrap just under the right knee. He's got a black pad with some athletic tape around it. So I think he's got his helmet off.
I think he's done.
And I think that's smart.
That is smart because you've got really some tough games coming up here. Now it's 4th and 3 from the 11-yard line. Got to get to the 8 for the first down.
There's that power formation, Adam.
Now they go in that jumbo formation now. Handoff.
Bootleg.
Actually, quarterback keeper. The pass is caught at the 5. He's in the end zone. Good night, Dewey.
Cole Brown.
Touchdown, Bulldoggers. And again, that's Cole Brown on an 11-yard reception there by Blake Timmons. And Dewey increases their lead 39-0.
Nice play. Nice little bootleg. Fakes the power dive to show. Swing out to the right and flip it to one of the would-be blockers who actually went in motion to the left at the beginning of the play and snuck back out to the right for the touchdown.
And guess what? Cole Brown will try to get all seven points of his own. Here's a snap to hold the kick on his way, and it is no good. He shanked that to the right. So timeout on the field, 5:19 to go in the third quarter. It's all Dewey. Dewey leads Tulsa Webster 39-0. We'll take a 30-second break, and you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country, K-Rig. Yeah! 5 yards, capped off an 11-yard pass from Blake Timmons to Cole Brown.
And, you know, and Hunter Brewer on the sideline while they're doing it, giving him a rest, saving him for bigger and better things down the road.
And, you know, Webster, give them credit, too. They did a pretty good job against Hunter Brewer tonight. There's a kick. It's a short kick. It's caught at the 30 and down at the 40-yard line. So that's where Webster will start from their own 40, first and 10. Hawks off with 5:13 to go in the third. I say that because their corners have done a pretty good job of stopping Hunter Brewer tonight.
Yeah, he had 57 yards on 13 carries, so... Hey, Collinsville, a winner last night. They took it to Memorial 28-0.
Collinsville's really starting to play some good football right now. First and 10 from Webster's 41-yard line.
I've got a Sequoia Manford score to give you here in a second, Adam.
Okay. Harris in a shotgun formation. And Penny has it. Runs to the middle, to the 45, to the 46-yard line. And that's Cole Brown there on the stop.
Cole's played a good ball game.
He has.
Hey, it's in the third quarter. Right now it is Sequoia 36, Manford 26.
Manford really has surprised me somewhat in this district.
I agree.
Second down and four from the 47. Don't count Manford out.
Give you a Rams score here in a minute.
Shotgun formation for Harris. Harris, handoff again to Penny. And Penny dances around to the 45, dives to the 50, into a Dogger territory to the 47-yard line. And Brandon Phelps there on the stop.
That is their first down of the second half. Their fourth on the night. So, from Owosso, it's 14-6 in the third quarter. Sophomore on top of the Rams.
Yeah, they had a good win last week at Putnam City North.
We got a surprise for you after this.
All right, here's a snap by Harris. Hand off to Penny again. And he rolls to the left to the 45, and he dives to the 41-yard line. Got that second nudge right there. And a good job there by...
Yeah, he picked up about 9 yards.
By Rashawn Penny.
That's his longest run of the night, 9 yards. Hey, we're at Lincoln Christian, the place you and I love to call ball games. At halftime, it's Sperry 21 and Lincoln Christian Bulldogs 7.
Wow. And that's a non-district game, by the way.
Right. Norman North defeating Union in the third quarter by 7.
Second and one from the 39 in Dewey territory. Harris throws the pass to the right and is caught at the 32-yard line. Josh Black on the reception.
Nice pitch and catch there for a first down. And signs of life out of the Warriors now. Back-to-back first downs here. They got one by the run, one by the pass. They're
clock,
moving the ball.
Clock now at 3:32 to go in the third quarter. Dewey on top, 39-0.
Coolagall trailing Wagner in the fourth, 17-7.
That's the game, really, the top game in the state right now in Class 4A, especially in this area. I knew that would be close. Harris in a shotgun formation. Harris is going to keep it. Swing to the right, to the 30, to the 26, so that's where he stopped there immediately by a couple of Bulldogger players.
He's got some game. I don't know why he's not carrying the ball more.
Drake Scholl along with Kobe Williams there on the stop. And also Chase Rebard there on the assist.
Second down, 5.
Second and 5 now from the 27-yard line. Matter of fact, Harris is the leading rusher for the Warriors this season.
I know, right? I'm baffled. Befuddled. And bumfuzzled.
Huh. Handoff is to Penny. Sweep to the right, Penny to the 30. Game. Crosses the 25 to the 24-yard line. Again, Cole Brown there on the stop. Actually, Drake Scholl there on the tackle.
Brendan Timmons crashed through it, almost had him, came through a double team, almost made the stop in the backfield, was unable to get a hand on him. Squirms for a 4-yard gain. Third and one for the Warriors.
From the 23-yard line, Harris in a shotgun formation. Handoff is to
Penny.
Penny, and Penny dives to the 20-yard line, and that'll give the Warriors a first down. So Webster's got some life left.
Well, and you know,
and they try to make their first score of the night.
I know the Doggers would like to preserve the shutout, but if they could give some defensive guys a rest and not get anybody injured going into the next district game, that's all you kind of hope for at this point. You've got the game under control.
Yeah. First and 10 now from Dewey's 20-yard line. Two wide receivers to the left, one on the right.
Tyler Hancock in at left defensive end.
Handoff again is to Penny. And goes to the 20 to the 18-yard line. Actually, the first to get them was Cole Brown. Along with a couple other Dogger players that made contact as well.
And you know, I told Tyler Hancock's dad, if he got in on a tackle, let's say his name on the radio, because he told us he's got a different jersey on than what we had. He was an assist on that tackle. So
Nick Kinnivan also in the game now for Dewey. Not called his name a lot here tonight, but he's really been in that front line of that Dewey defense.
I've noticed the Dewey defense tonight have run in some fresh guys in and out and kept, and maybe that's the secret to their defense right now. They're keeping guys fresh on that defensive line.
Second and 8 now from the 18-yard line. Snap. Now play action. Harris now sweeps to the left, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and he walks in the end zone for the touchdown. Travance Harris on a 18-yard run to the left side.
Travance Harris on the quarterback keeper.
And is there a flag on the play? There is a flag on the play.
Uh-oh, hold everything.
Hold against
Webster. Oh, man. That's just going to kill you if you're the coach for Webster. Coach Jackson is going to be going nuts over there.
He is going nuts. So that touchdown is going to be brought back thanks to a holding call against Webster.
Well, they bring the ball back to the 29-yard
line. Now part it back to the 29-yard line. Second down and 18.
Hey, another kind of surprise score for you. We've got Edmond Santa Fe 11, Broken Arrow 6. That's in the fourth quarter.
Whoa.
Second down, 19 yards.
That kind of surprises me right there.
It's that time of year.
Yeah, it is. Harrison, a shotgun. Penny on the ball carrier. Penny across the 30 to the 29-yard line.
Just back to the line of scrimmage, I think, on that one.
That's Brandon Phelps there on the tackle. We've called his name quite a bit here tonight.
Boy, what a great timing to get him back in the lineup, get him playing well, get a feel for the flow of the game.
Clock running now with 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. 39-0 favor of Dewey. I wonder if Webster will just let this play with this clock run down to the end of the third quarter. It looks like they're not going to get into the line. And they're not. We have reached the end of the third quarter, and your score, it is Dewey 39 and Webster nothing. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll begin the fourth quarter. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Four minutes to go here in this homecoming game. Dewey on top 39-0. But Webster has it third and 17 from Dewey's 28-yard line.
And we have the Queen leading the cheers.
Yeah, Miranda Lewis, the Queen tonight. A final out of Nowata tonight. Nowata beats Chelsea 47-14. Thanks to Clint Halley for that score update. Harris now in the shotgun formation. Harris now goes back to pass. Throws and has a man open and incomplete. Actually, well underthrown.
Yeah, Jaylon Horton couldn't find that in the lights, I don't think. He was open for a moment.
That'll make it now fourth and 17 now from the 28. Matter of fact, the King tonight, Jonathan Blackman, had the opportunity a couple of weeks ago to record our homecoming interviews. Hope you enjoy them here on K-Rig. Just a good group of kids. And just had the pleasure of talking with each and every one of them. And Webster will call a timeout. 11:54 to go in the game. Again, Dewey on top of Tulsa Webster, 39-0. As we told you, a final out of Nowata. Nowata defeats Chelsea 47-14, so it's the Ironman's second district win of the year. They improved to 4-3 overall and 2-1 in 2A District 8. Next up for the Ironman, they will be in Adair on Thursday. Matter of fact, we will be in Verdigris this coming Thursday as Dewey will play at Verdigris. Kickoff at 7, pregame 6:30 on Thursday.
You know, when I looked at this game on paper, I did not see this score.
I thought it would be a lot closer than this, too. And, you know, Dewey's defense shutting out Webster's offense. But we've seen Verdigris play before, and that's a team that you've got to play four quarters because if not, they're going to come back and bite you. Matter of fact,
they've got a great field goal kicker.
That's too. But they also had a scare against Manford. Matter of fact, they were down against Manford, and I believe they came back and won it.
Well, you know, they stole the game at Nowata that we called.
Right.
Fourth down.
Fourth and 17 now from the 28-yard line. Harris in the shotgun. He'll go back to pass. Now he scrambles, and he's not going anywhere. He's down at the 32-yard line. And I believe the first one to get him is Kyler Hancock. First time we've called his name here tonight.
Second, I called it a while ago.
Okay.
I told his dad it would if he made a tackle. Hey, a score from Progressive. You got your wish. The Indians put a crooked number on the board. They're leading 2-0 now with the Jays batting in the top of the seventh. We'll try to get you some more high school scores down the wire here.
Dewey will have the ball back first and 10 from their own 33-yard line. Cole Hawkins, a lone setback. Looks like Blake Hunter Brewer done for the night. Simmons, pass caught by Drake Scholl at the 35, knocked out of bounds at the 36.
And that's going to be
Jalen Horton there on the tackle.
Caston Fry on that reception, Adam.
Is that Caston Fry?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It is Caston Fry. So it'll be second down and 7 from the 36-yard line. Simmons in the shotgun formation. Simmons. And again, that's Hawkins again to the 40 and puts his shoulder down, goes out of bounds to the 45. So they've gone to they have gone to Caston Fry twice already.
223 yards passing on the night for Timmons right now.
Play action, pass caught again by to Caston Fry. That was first and 10
think
from the 45.
I think he's going to lose a yard. Caston, I stand corrected. Must be these corrective shoes I have on.
Second and 11 from the 44. So it's Caston Fry, not Caston Fry.
Well, we've been wrong for, what, 3 years
I
now?
Know,
two
we've
years?
Been wrong 2 years. And off is to Cole Hawkins. That's a big haul to the 50. Down to the 45 to the 43-yard line. And a nice shot there by Cole Hawkins.
Have you enjoyed watching him run the ball tonight?
I have. I really have. Cole Hawkins, only a senior. I thought he was an underclassman, but he's not. He's going to come out of the game. And here comes Drake Scholl. Here's a pass from Simmons, caught by Blackman to the 40, to the 35, down close to the first down at the 33. So nice job there by the Doggers. That's it's going to be about second and one from the 34.
That's the seventh catch for Jonathan tonight.
And another catch caught by Blackman goes out of bounds at the 31-yard line, and that'll be enough for a Dogger first down. Close to about the 30.
8 touches, that's what he needs. You know, he's exciting to watch.
He needs to get more touches. He's your playmaker and, you know, does a good job for the Doggers. Here's Braden Mackey now checking back in. He'll line up with Blackman at the left side. Clock rolling. Actually, clock stops with 10:29 to go in the fourth. Simmons in the shotgun formation. Handoff is to Hawkins. Actually, it's Drake Scholl. He runs to the middle, to the 30, to the 24-yard line.
Scholl running hard up inside.
off the right guard.
Gain of 7.
Down to the
14-12, sophomore now over Owosso in the third.
That's a good game over down Owosso. It's also homecoming down there. Timmons now in the shotgun formation. Just under 10 minutes to go in the final period. Two wide receivers on each side. Hand off, Scholl.
Just sticks his nose in there, doesn't he?
Sticks his nose down there and now got a flag on the play. Close to a first down, but we'll check about the flag first.
Initially gave him no gain on the run.
Well, let's see about this flag here.
On the stop for the Warriors was Malik Dixon.
That's a hold against Dewey.
Ah. He's going to be marking him back 10.
So instead of making 3rd and 3, it's going to be 2nd down and 13.
7th penalty on the Doggers tonight. They've for 60 yards.
From the 33-yard line, 2nd and 13. Snap, hands off to Drake Scholl, sweep to the right, to the 30, and that's where it stopped at the 30. And a good job there by Virgil Davis, Jr.
Tidwell's got a hurt arm. He's holding it pretty good.
Virgil Davis on the tackle.
Cole Hawkins back in the game now for the Doggers. So nice job there by Drake Scholl doing his job.
You know, more than adequate replacements for Hunter Brewer when he has to come out and take a breather.
Hand off. Cole
Same play.
Swing to the right, to the 30, and he slipped at the 27-yard line.
Tried to get around that corner. Just couldn't quite do it. Gain of 3 is going to be short of the first down marker.
So you're going to look at 4th and 4.
Your leading rusher is Cole Hawkins. Got 62 yards on 8 carries,
that's,
Adam.
That's great. For the 28-yard line, so it's now 4th and 6.
Brandon Phelps going to the slot left with Blackman. You've got Mackey and Fry over here on the right side.
Play clock now down to 10. Get a shotgun formation, giving the signal now to Cole Hawkins. Play clock at 3, 2, 1. They finally got the snap. Timmons, pass, incomplete.
Tried to throw that little wide
receiver.
Yeah, tried to throw that wide receiver screen.
Receiver.
Bring him back over the middle with it. Just didn't work out. Too much duress, and got a man who's holding an arm for the Warriors. Looks like Raphael West, defensive tackle, down on the ground.
Well, Webster will have it. Ball turnover on downs. So Dewey still leads Webster 39-0. But I'll tell you what, this defense, if I give a most valuable player, I would give it that entire defense right now because they have done their job for most of this game.
We know the guys on Channel 6 on Sunday night, they grade the college games. I think you have to give the offense of Dewey an A tonight. Defense, if they maintain the shutout, it's got to be an A+. And special teams, probably a B. The kicks aren't long. They've been effective. Kicking game, still kind of erratic. Give them maybe a B on the night. But it's overall been a great, complete game played by the Dewey team. Offense, defense, and special teams.
And that's something I talked with Coach Kate about earlier this week. He goes, you know, we want to take care of business. We want to do the things right. And they spent the last 2 weeks during the bye just working on themselves and trying to get better, and they have done that.
No, and you get some guys healthy. You get a leader, not just the young man's up on his feet. A nice round of applause by the home crowd for Raphael Wesson, senior defensive tackle for the Daniel Webster Warriors. But you get a guy with the physical abilities and the leadership qualities of a Brandon Phelps back in the lineup. It raises the level of everybody's play on that unit. A lot of reserves in the game now for the Doggers.
Actually, some of the starters are still out there.
Well, guys that play a lot
right.
in the first string, but you've got like Drake Scholl and Kason Fry, or Mackey are the safeties now. Cole Brown, who does play a lot in at middle linebacker.
And Travis Owens on the line along with Jacob DeClose still out there.
Tyler Hancock over on the left defensive line. And get another lineman here for you.
First and 10 from Webster's 28-yard line. Harrison, a shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the left. Play action. Harris is going to keep it to the right, to the 30, to the 35, has the blocker to the 40. 45 down at the 47-yard line. Good stop there by Phelan Kite.
And a 19-yard run and the longest run from scrimmage tonight by anybody wearing a white uniform. So where's that been all night?
I don't know. Been non-existent, really.
One of those things that makes you go, huh?
So first and 10 from midfield. It'll actually be at the 49-yard line in Webster's territory. Hand off is to Penny. Bunces one tackler. Now goes to the middle to the 40. Dives at the 37-yard line.
He rolls up slow again.
Good job there. Actually, a nice tackle for the Dewey defense. That was Braden Mackey. So they'll spot it at the 36-yard line. That's a 13-yard gain. Clock now rolling at 8:20 to go in the game. Dewey on top, 39-0.
Well, when you talk to Coach Cade this week, he's going to be smiling a lot, I can tell you that.
I tell you what, yeah, he will be. He will be. Harris at a shotgun formation. A snap. Harris going back to pass. Now throws to his right, and the pass is incomplete.
Yeah,
and a flag down.
He interfered with him.
Yeah. Now two flags come in. Looks like they're going to get Phelan Kite on the pass interference.
And that's just youth and inexperience in a game situation. Man, may have been a, I don't know if it was a catchable pass or not. He led him pretty good.
Oh, I think he had him beat, really, if you want to know the truth.
I always want you to tell me the truth.
Yeah, pass interference against Dewey. That'll be a first down for the Warriors.
Pass interference against Dewey.
That'd be a 10-yard gain.
15
variety.
I think that's the only...
The fourth first down in this drive for Webster. They've all been first downs. First and 10 from Dewey's 21. High snap. Pass caught at the 13. Nice tackle there at the 12-yard line. That'll be Josh Black.
Gain of 9, close to another first down.
About the 13-yard line. Gain of 8 will make it 2nd and 2.
Second down from the 14-yard line.
Clock rolling with 7:30 to go in the game. 39-0, favor of Dewey. It's been all Dewey in this game.
That's the first play on this drive they've run, Adam, that did not result in a first down.
Yeah, barring a penalty. Hand off is to Penny. Penny down immediately at the 15-yard line.
He may have lost a yard.
Met by, looks like Cole Brown was in the area for the tackle, along with Phelan Kite. Loss of 2. That'll be third down and 4 from the 15. Well, if you're Dewey, you like to make a stop here, and then you can have the ball and keep the clock rolling. Harrison, a shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the left. He'll throw to the left. It's caught at the 5, and he's in the end zone for the touchdown. That's Jalen Horton.
His first catch.
A 15-yard pass from Travance Harris, and Webster finally on the board.
Guess if you're going to make your first catch, it might as well be for a touchdown, right?
Yeah. And so Webster will probably go for 2 here. It's So looks like that Webster will go for two. Well, actually, they're going to kick the extra point here. To kick it off here, to attempt the kick, will be Isaiah Clayton. There's a snap, the hold, kick on its way.
Good kick.
And it's good.
The is good.
So timeout on the field, 6:29 to go in the game. It's Dewey 39 and Webster 7. We'll take a 30-second break, and you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Webster, six plays, 72 yards on a Jalen Horton 15-yard pass from Trevounce Harris. Point after good, 39-7, favor of a Dewey.
The hands group coming in for the Dewey kick return team. You know, makes the bus ride back to Tulsa not quite as long when you put 7 points on the board.
I wanted a shutdown, didn't you?
Well, I did, but, you know, I understand getting the starters out, not getting guys hurt. Take the win.
Here's a kick, a high
Ooh,
kick.
Wasn't an onside at all.
No, it's going to be fair caught by Colby Williams.
What was he thinking?
I don't know.
Back to the 10-yard line. Woo. Well, you know what? It'll be a nice 6 minute 20 or. Yeah, 6:27 drive here would be all right.
I like that.
And we just call it a victory and go home and celebrate National Dessert Day.
Hey, by the way, I had a cookie in your honor.
Thank you. I had one in my honor, too.
Okay. Are you going to buy me a vanilla banana nut split or something like that later?
Where
did you say something like that?
I don't. I'll put it on my expense account.
Okay.
Thank you, Kevin.
Your account is Zippo.
Yeah, how many calories are going to be in that banana split, don't you?
Zippo.
Exactly.
Hand off is to
Hawkins.
Hawkins, and he spins around to the 10 to the 11. It's nice to see Cole Hawkins getting some reps in the backfield.
It is.
No gain on the play. Actually, gain of one, I'm going to say. Second and 9 from the 11. Keep that clock rolling with 6 minutes to counting.
Drain the play clock, Blake.
Timmons in the shotgun. Hands it off to Hawkins. Big hole to the 15, and it trips to the 16-yard line.
Oh.
I tell you what, he was pretty fortunate because
middle linebacker shot the gap, came around trying to get him in the backfield.
Malik Dixon. If Malik Dixon didn't get...
You're exactly right.
Didn't get him, it would be gone.
Nothing but green after Dixon.
Third and 3 now from the 17. Hand off to Hawkins again to the 20. And tackled immediately at the 24-yard line. And that gives the Dongers a first down.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out right there. Travis Owens made a heck of a block.
And now Drake Scholl in the game in the backfield.
Just been really impressed with the Dogger offensive line tonight. Got a shout-out to those guys.
Yeah, if you give the MVP as well, I'd give that offensive line. They've done their job today.
They don't get a lot of press.
Hand off is to Blake Scholl. He'll bounce around a couple of times, gains a couple of yards to the 27-yard line.
Drake's not a fancy runner, but, man, I tell you what, he'll stick his nose in there and get 4 or 5 yards for you. Good, tough kid. Loves to play football.
Second and 6 from the 29. It's clock rolling with 4.5 to go in the game. Dewey looks like they're going to get their fourth victory of the year, the most they've had in the last couple of years. Hand off this to Scholl, and he goes to the 30, dives to the 34-yard line. Couple of tough yards there for Drake Scholl.
Gonna pick up 5 and gonna be about a yard shy of that first down marker.
Yeah, has to get to the 35 for the first down. So about a yard short. 3rd and 1 for the Doggers.
I see Brandon Phelps on a jet sweep right here. There's nobody. If Blackman takes his man deep, there's nobody on that side.
Pass is nice. Kaysen Fry had it and he dropped it.
You know, he knew he had some yardage. He got good blocking, and he just ran before he caught it.
He put his eyes off the ball.
Yeah,
that's what he did.
He ran before he caught it. He was going to make some yards.
Well, the punting unit now comes in for the Doggers.
This time of year, he might have had buck fever.
Yeah, probably.
And we've got Josh Black at about his own 32-yard line in anticipation of this show punt. Wobbly snap. Ooh,
that's
wobbly
not
kick.
A good punt at all.
Come on, baby, roll.
I catch it. It's
nice.
The 50, and somehow he was he caught that punt when four Doggers were around him. A nice catch, though,
Davon
by
Cadell.
Davon Cadell. Oh, my goodness. That's
you know, he gets by
right
one more guy. He might have had some running room at him.
He sure has. So they're going to spot the ball at the 46-yard line in Phillies territory.
I'm sure Coach Cade will point that out in film this week to beware of the up man on those short kicks. I thought he put a hand up, but maybe he was just reaching up to catch it because he...
Oh, no, he didn't have his hand up at all. No. Harris now, the shotgun formation. Harris now back to pass. Throws to the middle, and he overthrows his intended receiver. And that is Josh Black. So that's going to be 2nd and 10 now for the Doggers.
Tyler Hancock applying pressure from his left defensive end, but didn't quite get there. You know, I'd like to just see Harris fake that handoff and take it around the right end where there's lots of grass, or artificial turf in this case. And I'd like to watch him run.
Like I said, they've got some athletes on this football team, but they've had a hard time really getting things going here tonight.
Kind of an enigma.
2nd and 10 from the 46. Shotgun formation. Harris back to pass and it's incomplete. Devon Briggs was the intended receiver.
Would you say that play looked unrehearsed?
It really didn't look good at the beginning.
No, it did. The receiver seemed to be in a different spot than the quarterback thought he was going to be. We almost could have had a pick six out there. Tidwell looked up just a little quicker.
So 3:32 to go in the game, 39-7 favor of Dewey. It'll be 3rd and 10 from Dewey's 46-yard line. We'll be in Verdigris on Thursday when Dewey will travel to Rogers County to take on the Verdigris Cardinals. Now play action, and Harris, he'll run to the right to the 40, 35, 30, 25, and down at the 21-yard line. Enough for a Dogger first down, actually for a Webster first down.
What? Why is my biggest...
John McKinley there to make the stop.
One of my keys to the game was get Harris the ball. He's got 19 and 26 yards his last two carries. He's had some negative yard runs on sacks and things early in the game. Otherwise, he would have a fantastic night rushing the ball.
So Webster trying to get some more points on the board here. On 1st and 10 from Dewey's 20. Handoff is to Penny, and Penny's not going anywhere. Down at the 19-yard line. Cole Brown there on the tackle. And the assist there by John McKinley.
Penny's definitely the workhorse, which baffles me, Mr. Colombo.
2:35 and counting in this ball game. Dewey 39 at Webster 7. Been a long day.
Yeah.
And as for you, too.
It's been one of those kind of weeks, I think.
It has been.
Can't get you any current scores here.
Shotgun formation. And quarterback keeper, Harris, runs to the middle. Now he goes to the right to the 15, and he's tackled immediately at the 15-yard line. Good tackle there by Brandon Williams. Under 2 minutes to go in the game. And they'll spot the ball to the 17-yard line. Gain of 2 will make it 3rd and 7. doing what they had to do tonight. Take care of some business.
Move to 2-1 in the district. Have a very winnable game next week at Verdigris. Could be 3-1. And sitting
and very well probably would be in the driver's seat in the playoffs, too.
Be nice to see these seniors get a home playoff game.
They got to go through the table to do that. 3rd and 7 from the 17. Pass incomplete.
Oh, here comes the flags.
And Jalen Horton was the intended receiver, and now a late flag comes in.
They're going to say the left arm of Drake Scholl wrapped around him as he knocked it away with his right hand. But I don't know. That's kind of...
Pass interference against Dewey.
That'll be what, half the distance?
Well, it'll be 15 yards. Yeah, it'll be half the distance.
Be nine, so be down to about the 9-yard line.
Yeah, Dewey's going to have to run through the table just to finish second place.
Who have they got left after Verdigris?
Well, they got Claremore Sequoia at home.
That'll be a tough game.
And then they'll close out the season at Sperry. And Sperry's not easy either.
No, Sperry's been one of those teams that's been up and down.
Yeah, Claremore Sequoia will be the key right there.
Yeah, Matt Hagenbush, as we well know, is a fine coach.
Well, I'd like to see him again. We're looking forward to seeing him here in a couple of weeks.
You bet.
1st and goal from the 8 from Webster. Has the ball. Harris. Harris keeps it, and now he downs it at the 12.
Yeah, I think that was a busted play.
Yeah, it was a busted play. He wanted to hand it off to Rashawn Penny, but they had a miscommunication, and now timeout called by Webster. It'll be 2nd and goal now from the 14-yard line. That was a loss of six yards.
Let me be clear for Dogger fans who heard what I said earlier when I asked if you thought this game was going to go like this. I expected a Dewey win tonight, but I have to not lie. I have to say I did not expect complete dominance, and they played a whale of a ball game. My hat goes off to them. If I had a hat, it'd go off to them.
Well, Dewey's much better than what we thought.
If I was Mike Tyson, I'd take my hand off to him.
Yeah, I think Dewey's much better than what I thought.
Dewey assistant coach is packing up their headphones and headed down to the field. They're going to go celebrate a great Dewey victory tonight.
Yeah, this will be a good Dewey win tonight. At homecoming in front of your home crowd, a packed house here tonight. Not many fans from Tulsa made the trip. 2nd and 14. Actually, 2nd and goal from the 14. Harris, now going back to pass, throws. He was hit as he threw the football, and a pass incomplete.
Tyler Hancock applying the pressure.
Now 3rd and goal from the 14. I tell you, I knew this game wouldn't be easy, but, you take care of business, and, of course, Webster is not going to drop their 4th straight after going starting the year 3-0.
I mean, they came out guns a blazing, played on a Thursday night in week 0 and got, on a Thursday night, got a big win and had 3 in a row and looked like they were ready for district play, and I guess the wheels must have come off somewhere down the road. Now, there's a first. You don't see that every home game.
What's that? They turn on
the lights? The lights are on.
Oh, my. Wow, what a surprise. 3rd and 14th. Now here's the pass, and it is incomplete. Brandon Williams there to block that, bat that ball away from the end zone. And now it's 4th and goal from the 14. I tell you, I've been here 10, 11 years, and this is the first, because I always complained that they turned the lights off and I couldn't see.
Well, they always keep a lamp for us up in the cabinet.
That's right.
That's our lamp.
That's
They provide it for us along with great pizza and hot wings. And lots of good camaraderie up here.
Oh,
when come up
great
here.
People up here. Always glad to be here. And now we're going to have official stoppage of play here. So one last shot here for Webster to put it in the end zone. Now they'll see set ready to go. 53.5 seconds to go in the game. 4th and goal for the 14.
My.
Bad snap, but Harris picks it up. And the pass is caught, but it's not going to be enough. Pass was complete, and the Bulldogger defense does their job. They'll turn it over on downs. And Dewey, all they have to do is put a knee to the ground. This will be history. But, you know, if we gave MVPs today.
Give Coach K the game ball for a great game plan.
Absolutely. But you know what I'd give the game ball to?
Who would you give a game ball to?
I would give it to a number of players. Offensive line and the entire defense.
Good call.
I do. Cole Brown now checking the game very late. And a shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. And there he's going to just put a knee to the ground, and this may do it here. Could be the final play here in the game. And I don't think they need to snap the ball anymore.
They don't please me. Hey, let's call that a wrap. What do you say?
Absolutely. Your final score, Dewey 39 and Webster 7. 39-7, Dewey defeats Tulsa Webster here tonight. We'll come back. We'll wrap this game up in 2 minutes. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country, K-Rig.